And that really is about love, ladies and gentlemen. I kid you not. To trust our God, even when he is not coming through with the answers that we need. I'm not talking about something that we want right now. I'm really not. I'm talking about we have a need. This situation at school is dire. This situation at work is serious. This need for healing is major. I need the Lord God to come through. And it seems like he's so quiet. It seems like he's not moving in my behalf at all. Do you still trust him? Very often, your willingness to trust him when it seems like he is just completely not there is going to be dependent upon your determination to love him no matter what. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have to do. Sometimes with each other, even with between spouses, we have to decide we are going to love each other no matter what. Now, the beauty of it is when it comes to the Lord Jesus, to the Lord God, when it comes to the Spirit of God, they are so absolutely trustworthy. They are so absolutely pure, holy, and righteous that they are always worthy of our trust. Always. And so that's where we can make the separation, the distinction. With humans, including our spouses, we can truly be let down. There can be times when our spouses will not be worthy of our trust. Even though we may be trusting them, they're not always worthy of our trust. God is always worthy of our trust, even when we don't understand why he's responding the way he's responding. That response sometimes seems to be a deafening silence. Okay, so here we go. We were talking about self-awareness. One of the things that resilient people do, emotionally resilient people do, is cultivate self-awareness. What do we mean by that? Well, listen, sometimes we can just pretend like a problem situation is non-existent, is right there in our faces, and we pretend that it's not. There's something going on with us, and we pretend that it's not. We deny. Being blissfully unaware can get us through a bad day, but it is not a very wise long-term strategy. Self-awareness helps us get in touch with our psychological, physiological needs, knowing what we need, knowing what we don't need, and when it's time to reach out for some extra help. The self-aware are good at listening to the subtle cues that their body and their mood are sending. Holistic resilience. We've got to be paying attention to what's happening with our bodies. We need to be paying attention to our moods. They give us signals, messages, cues as to what's going on with us and, as a result, how we need to respond to what's going on in our lives. On the other hand, a prideful stubbornness without emotional flexibility or self-awareness can make us emotional glaciers, where we're always trying to be strong in order to stay afloat. What are some of the reasons that we decide that we are always going to be strong? Sometimes it has to do with the image that we want to project to others. We want other people to always see us as being all the time strong. Wow, that person, he is just strong. He is so strong. He's never down. He never experiences sadness. He never needs help with anything. And that is not reality. That is not the way the real world works. Man, she is just truly a superwoman. She takes everything in stride all the time and is never down. Sometimes this whole thing about being strong, always trying to be strong, always trying to be strong, is because of the image we're trying to project to other people. And of course, that has to do with pride. Sometimes we're always trying to be strong because we have not yet come to the realization that from God's perspective, it really is okay that there are times when we are weak. Remember what he shared with the Apostle Paul with regard to that thorn in Paul's flesh. A thorn that Paul had asked God to remove on three different occasions. And God said, no, I won't do that. But I tell you what I will do. I'm going to make sure that I keep pouring out my grace to you. Because one of the things that you will realize, Paul, is that in your weakness, that's when my strength really comes shining through. Yep, that's when my strength is at its best. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness, your weakness. And so Paul said, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. Sometimes we just haven't truly grasped that we are not less than just because we experience weakness. Always trying to be strong in order to stay afloat, yet prone to massive stress fractures when we experience an unexpected change in our environment. Yes, it is important, ladies and gentlemen. Notice how honest, forthright, how candid, again, Paul is about this matter. He was going through something. This thorn in his flesh, a messenger of Satan who had been sent to buffet him, and not just once or twice, but continually. This was an ongoing situation. That's the reason Paul prayed three times, asking God to remove it. But remember, God made it clear to Paul that that messenger was sent, this messenger of Satan was sent for the purpose of preventing Paul from becoming swelled up with pride due to the many visions and revelations he had seen. God knew that it would be better for Paul to suffer through what this messenger of Satan was doing to him, and he remained humble, than he not have this messenger of Satan following him around everywhere he went, troubling him, and he become lifted up in his pride. So God sent that messenger. Paul said it himself. He heard inexpressible things, things that man is not permitted to tell. I will boast about a man like that, but I will not boast about myself except about my weaknesses. Verse 7, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 7, he says, to keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away. He said, nope, but I will give you my grace. That's important. One of the things that you hear, that you'll notice, that I hope you notice this, is that Brad Waters is pointing out, is that we be honest. What is really going on in our lives? All right, when we come back, we're going to look at something else that he says is very important for us when in developing emotional resilience. That has to do with acceptance. I'll be right back.